Senator Warner says because the U.S. is producing more crude oil domestically and importing less from other countries, most cargo trains are transporting this oil at their maximum capacity. There have been 8 derailments in North America this year, including one in Quebec where 46 people were killed, and the one in Lynchburg, where thankfully there were no fatalities. Warner says learning the answers to key questions will guide how state, federal, and private leaders should proceed.
What is the volatility of this Bakken crude? How are we going to make sure that communities are notified when these 100-plus unit car trains go through their communities? How are we going to make sure that first responders know about this information and then have the training to know how to respond?
Governor McAuliffe's newly established Rail Safety Task Force will hold their first meeting on Wednesday. Craig Carper, WCVE News.